Jesus used all kinds of techniques to try to get a message across. Sometimes he would say something, and then to prove that he had the power to do it, he would do it. Somebody came to him and said, "Lord, if you will, you can heal me." And he would say to them, "I can do it." And the crowd would say, "Oh, yeah. He says he can do all these things." He said, "Well, to prove to you that I can, stand up and walk." And so he used parables like the ones we read about today to talk about the kingdom of heaven. And what they are simply is stories with a message. We do that all the time. When you try to explain something, you use an example that people are very familiar with. And hopefully from that, they will make the connection and move on with their lives. So in the parables today, we talk about the kingdom. It's our job as disciples of the Lord to make sure that the kingdom grows, spreads throughout the world. That's our job. He said to us, "You go into the world and bring my message to all people." And that includes all of us. It's not just for the 12 back then, and for them to take care of that whole job. It's a job of all of us. If we profess to believe in Christ, which we do, if we're baptized into Christ, which we are, that's part of our mission, to bring the message of Christ to all the world. And we think we're doing a pretty good job until you look at the world and realize how many people in this broad world of ours have never even heard of Christ yet, even though we've been at it for 2,000 years. So the idea is that that's part of our mission. And when Jesus gave that commission to us to go into the whole world, he also kind of guided us. He would give hints, ideas of how you can make this happen. And one of these is like the story, the gospel stories today. They talk about the kingdom of God is like a tiny seed, or it's like a good seed that you plant in a field. You know, our job is to plant that seed. It's God who gives the growth. Our job is not to judge how the people respond to that message, or that seed, or if they allow it to grow, or don't allow it to grow, or choke it off, or whatever they do with it. That's not our concern either, because God says, "That's my job." At the end of time, I will draw together the whole world, and I will be the one to make the judgment if they serve me well or chose not to serve me at all. Now, I know as most of us, we kind of like things clean and neat. If we move into a neighborhood, we like to have a nice neighborhood where people take care of the lawns and are kind to each other and behave reasonably well, you know, and all that sort of stuff. We kind of like that. When we come to church, we like to have people who believe as we believe, who worship as we worship, and who we can look to and really expect prayer and support and good example. We kind of like that. And anything, even in our jobs, you know, we like to go to work in a place where Christian values are appreciated and practiced by the other employees. But how often, especially in the workplace, you hear about people who say, "Wow, it's almost impossible. Nobody respects anybody. This gossip constantly goes on. The ridicule, the language, the behavior of the people before and after work." You know, it goes on and on. You kind of say, "Why am I there?" And we can all probably have asked ourselves that same question. Why am I there? And I think the answer very simply is, that's part of our job. Part of our mission is to plant the seed of goodness, of belief, of faith, of hope, of better things. That's our job. So we're not just there to collect a paycheck. We are also there to make a difference in that workplace. You know, in the Catholic Church, we also tend to, you know, if somebody doesn't follow the rules, quote, unquote, if you don't follow the rules, if they break the pattern, if there's things in their life that maybe are somewhat, maybe they messed up somewhere along the way, we kind of like to push that to the side. We kind of like, Pope Francis says we like to exclude more than we like to include. And so when we find people of our own faith, maybe in our own families, maybe in our own friends, who say who maybe have the same religious background that we do, and we see them making decisions sometimes that we consider very questionable, or maybe that their behavior is something that makes you wonder sometimes, or the decisions that they make that maybe go contrary to the practice of our tradition as we understand them. And so we kind of like to say, well, I guess we kind of move away from them, or we kind of exclude them. So we sometimes see that in families. Rather than keeping them around, like Jesus said in that first parable, where you have the good seed and you have the bad seed, rather than keeping them together and hoping that somewhere along the way maybe be touched by the influence of our good lives, if we can look at that, or maybe have hope that somewhere along the way they will see a better way to practice or to live. So rather than exclude them, look at our job sometimes as it is our responsibility to be there for a reason, to influence them for good. They may mock you, they may laugh at you, they may walk away from you, they may crawl you, all kinds of things. But maybe somewhere in their lifetime, before that judgment comes at the end of time, they will remember what you said, or the kindness that you showed to them, or the good that you extended them, or the hope that you had in them, or the example that you were to them. Maybe they will remember that and find reason to say, maybe there's still hope for me. You know, I think sometimes, now nobody wants a violent criminal around them anywhere, very understandably. But we think sometimes that, and this struck me as I was preparing for this weekend, when somebody does something really bad, what do? We throw them, we incarcerate them, we put them in places where they are in close communication and contact with people who have similar problems. So you wonder sometimes, how can that possibly help them to change for the better? I know they have all kinds of people who visit prisons with the message of Christ, that there is hope, there is reason, that you can change, you can be a better person. With the grace of God, you can do all kinds of stuff. But you wonder sometimes, how much good is really being done by throwing them all together without anybody guiding them or helping them or giving them ideas of how they can better themselves, how they can become something more than what they've chosen to be. So I think the kingdom of God, the work of the kingdom of God is not just planting the seed, but also being there as it grows. You do that with your families. You're there with them. And if somebody messes up, you try to guide them. And that really is what we are supposed to be doing as disciples of the kingdom of God. We bring that message and we plant the seed. It's not for us to judge how it turns out, if it turns out for good or bad, or if they chose to change or not change. That's not for us to judge. Our Lord said, your job is to spread the word. And once we do that, we pray and hope that wherever we are and they hear that word, that they may turn and be one of the good guys when the final judgment comes.